Chapter 3, Making Choices. Okay, all of you children who are listening out there all over the world, would you like to go to the bright new world with the children in Starabella's class? If so, clap and shout, Bright New World! Remember, if we can all imagine it together, maybe we can make it come true for everyone. Please turn the page. Miss Meredith has a plan, but in order for it to work, she and the children in her class need your help. Think to yourselves, together we all have the power to get to the bright new world. The magical mirror in the back of the book will help guide you. Get ready!
Class,
Miss Meredith began.
This is my plan. I'm going to ask you some questions, and all you have to do is choose the friendliest answers. Those answers will solve the mystery of how to get along and be happy, so we can all get to the bright new world.
Children who are listening, we are about to embark on a fantastic journey into our hearts. Here we go! Miss Meredith asked the class the first question.
When Starabella has trouble following directions, what do you think you should do? Point and call her names. Ignore her. Help her understand what to do.
Children who are listening, what do you think? Make a choice. Look into the mirror in the back of the book. If you made the friendly choice, you will see a smiling face and your eyes will be shining like stars. Concentrate extra hard to send your thoughts to the children in Starabella's class. Let's look ahead. Please turn the page. Later that day, when Starry could not follow directions, the children helped her until she knew what to do all by herself. Starry was so happy. She made up a song called, I Can Do What I Want to Do.
I can do what I wanna do. You can too if you try hard to. Take a chance and begin your climb. Take it one step at a time. Da-da-da-da-da, believe in you, 'cause we're not the same. If you just try, then you win the game.
Felt so proud of Starry for having so much courage and liked the words of her song. Miss Meredith noticed the glow in Zandrina's eyes.
Zandrina?
She asked.
Can you tell us how you felt when you were not included in the games?
I felt all alone,
answered Zandrina truthfully. Then Miss Meredith turned to the rest of the class for the second question.
Children, when you play another circle game, what do you think you should do? Tell Zandrina. You can't play with us since you're in a wheelchair. Pretend you don't see Zandrina because you're too shy to ask her to play. Invite her to participate.
Children who are listening, what do you think? Look in the mirror. Do you see a smile? Are your eyes shining like stars? Hurry! Send your thoughts to Starabella's class. Look ahead! Please turn the page. When the kids played a tisket a tasket that afternoon, Lufisha pushed Sandrina's wheelchair around in the circle so she could play too.
Whee!
Shouted Zandrina. Later, when they played Follow the Leader, Zandrina volunteered to be the leader,
and the other children had a hard time keeping up with her.
See what I can do by myself, Starry?
She exclaimed with delight. Miss Meridice then noticed Elizabeth hanging her head. She went over to her and asked,
Elizabeth, is something wrong?
Malia said I'm ugly,
Elizabeth answered.
Malia, is that true?
Asked Miss Meridice, raising her eyebrows.
Yes,
replied Malia, looking embarrassed.
Why would such a nice girl like you say that?
It made me feel sad and kind of mad that Elizabeth is prettier than me,
Malia admitted.
All the girls wanted to play with the doll with blonde curly hair and blue eyes just like Elizabeth's.
I see,
said Miss Meridice. Then she walked over to a high shelf and took down a special doll. The doll had brown skin and shiny brown eyes and was Hawaiian, just like Malia. She wore a hula skirt and had a flower in her hair. All the other girls ran over and tried to grab her. They called out,
Can I hold her?
Elizabeth asked.
No! I want to play with her first!
Lafisha cried in excitement.
Can I make her dance?
Tomiko asked shyly.
And sing!
Starry exclaimed.
She's beautiful!
Said Zandrina.
Everyone will get a turn,
Miss Meridice assured the girls.
See, Malia? This doll is so special. I use her to teach children how to share.
Please turn the page. Miss Meridice then asked her class,
Kids, what do you think Malia should tell Elizabeth? See, I'm prettier than you. No one can play with the doll but me. Both dolls are beautiful. I'm sorry, Elizabeth.
Kids who are listening, what do you think? Concentrate. Make a choice. Is the mirror helping you make the right one? Are your eyes shining like stars? Send your thoughts. Let's look ahead. Miss Meridice explained,
There are many ways to be beautiful, Malia. But being beautiful on the inside is what really matters. Being a good friend and sharing with others are very good ways to be beautiful.
Malia told Elizabeth,
You are very pretty.
Elizabeth took Malia's hand and said,
So are you.
Kids who are listening, aren't you happy you helped them? Elizabeth and Malia are both happy now. Please turn the page. Miss Meridice next turned her attention to Emilio, Josh, and Jeremy.
Emilio, why did you tell Josh not to play with Jeremy?
She asked.
Because Jeremy's not like Gus. He's different,
replied Emilio.
Why do you say that, Emilio?
I don't know. He just is.
How does that make you feel, Jeremy?
Miss Meridice asked.
It makes me feel sad,
he answered meekly.
Like there's something strange and unlikable about me.
What do you think, children out there? Can you solve this mystery? What might be different about Jeremy? He might look different. Think of some ways. He might act differently. Think of some ways. He might not be very different at all. Look in the mirror. Are your eyes shining like stars? Send your friendliest thoughts to the children. Let's look ahead. Miss Meridice continued speaking with her class.
Now let's think about differences,
she said.
What are your ideas?
Differences are what makes us each special,
said Josh.
Learning to accept differences stretches our minds,
explained Miss Meridice.
To make room for more ideas,
shouted Emilio. Lastly, Miss Meridice said,
We don't need to use or invent differences in order to put someone else down so we can feel better about ourselves.
Josh piped in.
I wish we could all just get along.
Let's all clap for Josh,
said Miss Meridice. Julian just scowled. His face could crack the mirror. kids who are listening, this time, send your friendliest thoughts to Jeremy. Look in the mirror. Please turn the page. It worked! It worked!
I feel special being me!
Shouted Jeremy. Emilio, Josh, and Jeremy had fun figuring out ways they could all play together. Emilio discovered that Jeremy made a perfectly wonderful friend. Jeremy discovered that it felt good to be able to forgive.
Have you learned some important lessons in school today?
Miss Meredith asked. Lafisha volunteered.
We should do what we feel is right, not what other kids tell us to do.
That's right,
said Miss Meredith.
You don't have to follow the loudest voice. Learn to trust the good voice inside yourself instead.
I can hear it!
Shouted Emilio.
Another thing,
Miss Meredith continued.
Our classroom is like a big family. When someone in our family isn't happy, no one is as happy as they could be.
Tomiko said shyly,
Being a friend makes you feel happy.
Miss Meredith agreed.
Yes, I think that's most important. Being a friend brings out the goodness in you. That's a special gift to give yourself.
Okay, children out there who are listening, are we all ready to go to the bright new world? If your answer is yes, say, it's time to follow Starry! Look, the kids in Starabella's class heard you! Listen! The children told Starry that she was their special friend because she had such a wonderful imagination and had helped them to make their world a better place. Starry's eyes shine like stars. Please turn the page.